County Executive Joni Mahoney says while the shared services request is only voluntary for schools, she can't imagine why they wouldn't want to participate.
So I wrote a letter to all the school districts and I asked if they wanted to assign a school district representative, and we'll have a meeting the week of June 19th, and it'll be the same kind of meeting with all of the school districts that have agreed to participate. And I told the towns and villages they're welcome to join that meeting if they want.
Mahoney adds that she's been trying to convey a model of working together through a shared balance sheet approach. She feels that's what residents are looking for.
People who live here aren't concerned about whether it's village taxes, town taxes, city taxes, county taxes. What they're concerned about is the bottom line in the dollars that they're spending. So rather than continue keeping us in silos and competing against each other, why don't we just roll up our sleeves and figure out how to do it together?
As it turns out, there are physical services that school districts purchase that are similar to what local governments must provide.
We both plow. We both have facilities, accounting and financial operations, and there's a real opportunity for us to partner and save money and still be completely separate entities with different missions.
Last month, the elected officials from local governments maintained that the governor's request for shared service proposals in August was unreasonable.
If we meet now, it doesn't give us enough time to have public input. We have to go back to our boards and ask our boards, are they okay with what we're coming up with?
The county executive says there's been considerable progress since she met with local government leaders from towns and villages earlier this month. Mahoney says that now seems to be in the past because they've been heard.
I told the mayor if she wants to write up a section on the mandates that are affecting local governments, we'll add that. And then the other thing that I heard was local governments want to make sure that Governor Cuomo and New York State know that the local governments have been sharing services. So I asked all the municipalities for specific examples, and I'm going to add those to the report as well.
Mahoney and her staff are gathering all of the proposals and must prepare an entire package of shared service proposals to the state by September 15th.
You know, there are examples where villages said that they share assessors or they share dog control officers. Can you find another village to join that with you, and can we make a little bit more progress? There's only an upside here. There's no penalty for our failure, but if we are able to work together and save money, the state says that they'll match the dollars. It's all opportunity for us.
All proposals must be offered at public hearings. John Smith, WAER News.